won't forget our names. 'Cause something big is happening. Take this park and start a fire. Raise this up, we're feeling high. They can't tell us anything. Something big is happening. I think I feel it happening. Out of my control. Pushing, pulling, and it's grabbing me. Feel it in my bones.
$50,000 jackpot song is coming up. We'll let you know what it is, but first, here's Eva.
Good morning. Canada Post received a strike notice today from the union representing more than 55,000 postal workers. The move could shut down the agency's operations by the end of the week. The Crown Corporation says the union informed management that employees plan to hit the picket line starting early Friday. An online fundraiser has been set up to support the family involved in a tragic collision over the holiday weekend. Three children were killed, one more, and their mother injured after an alleged drunk driver slammed into their car on Sunday. The GoFundMe to support the family has so far raised more than $100,000. Toronto Maple Leafs coach Craig Berube and some members of the team will talk about the disappointing end to their playoff run today. The end of season press conference is expected to start at 10:30 this morning. The Leafs lost to the Panthers 6-1 in Game 7 on Sunday night, allowing the Panthers to advance to the Eastern Conference Final. In sports, Jays take on San Diego tonight at 7:07. CHFI weather, today mainly sunny with a high of 15. Tonight cloudy, a low near 9. And then tomorrow, showers for the morning, steady rain for the afternoon and part of the evening, and a high near 11. Right now it is 5 degrees. Eastbound side of the 401 as you make your way towards Ritson. We've got all lanes still blocked because of a truck fire cleanup. It's jammed up from east of Brock Street. Bloor both ways east of Ritson is also blocked because of that collision. If you're west on the 401 at Nielsen, the transfer lanes to the express, two left lanes are closed for a collision. And Nielsen in the collector's right lane closed for a collision. And on the southbound 400 approaching Canal Road, we still have some debris in the right lane.
Win your share of $50,000
right now.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
And this is your chance to win $250 on the spot or to put it towards a growing jackpot. You make the choice, but you have to be listening this hour for our jackpot song.
Yeah, that's right. And we are just 6 days away now from the big day. Monday, May 26th is when we're going to be drawing a name. That jackpot currently standing at $28,000 with 69 people in the draw. So you can join that or take a quick $250. When you hear Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, that's when you want to be caller 16 at 416-872-CHFI.
Good luck.
That's coming up in less than 5 minutes.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
Jet 5 Jackpot Song of this Hour is about to play right now.
Call 416-872-2434 right now.
Be caller 16 and win your share of $50,000.
$50,000
right now.
I can't stop the feeling. It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
And we got caller 16, John Ligio from Whitby. John, good morning. How are you? John, are you
ready? Crazy, thank you.
Okay, so John, what are you up to this morning?
I'm stuck in traffic, bad traffic on the 401.
Which is every day, right? So nothing
yeah.
new.
Yeah.
John, how was your long weekend?
It was great. Yeah, it was nice. Weather wasn't great, but enjoyed it.
Okay, we like that. John, while you're sitting there in traffic, do you mind if I ask you what the jackpot song was this hour?
Yeah, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. I'd like to say X, but it's Espresso.
Yeah. John, you're Italian. You can't be calling it Espresso. Come on now.
I know. It's insane. I know.
Well, he corrected it. There you go. You got it right. So now you have a decision to make, John. You can get $250 right on the spot just for knowing what our jackpot song was, or you can put that towards a growing jackpot, which, by the way, we are doing on Monday. We're less than a week away, and right now it's sitting at $28,000. There's 69 people in for that jackpot.
Yeah, well, I'm Italian. I like to roll the dice, so you know what I want to do. I'm in.
You're going for the jackpot.
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
That jackpot now up to $28,250 with 70 people in it. Still a pretty good chance when you think about that sum of money. John, make sure you're listening on Monday when Pooja and I draw that name.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for listening, and sorry you're sitting in traffic, but you can listen to us, and hopefully maybe you'll put a smile on your face.
We'll get you through.
All right. Yes, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Your next chance to win is this morning at 8.
understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last of the year, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so.
6:05 traffic. I'm Eva Fragiscados. On the eastbound 401 at Ritson, all lanes are still shut down. That's all because of a truck fire cleanup. You're going to find it jammed up from east of Brock Street. Bloor both ways east of Ritson is also shut down because of that. Westbound 401 at Nielsen, the transfer lanes to the express completely shut down because of a collision. And then at Nielsen and the collectors, the right lane is also closed because of a collision. And if you're using that southbound 400, those problems at Canal Road, they have all cleared away. For 90 years, clients have trusted Thomson Reuters after devastating accidents. From the hospital room to the courtroom, Thomson Reuters provides real-life counsel. Visit trlaw.com.
98.1 CHFI.
The no-repeat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly, and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, and you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no-repeat guarantee every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1 CHFI.
Hey, it's Pooja Honda. What is left on your to-do list this spring around the house? I'm trying to focus on all the spring cleaning I need to do outside, and that includes getting my eaves troughs cleaned. After the fall and winter, they definitely needed a good cleaning, so I went on my Jiffy app, and it was right there as one of their most popular services. And within minutes, I had Fozzie, my Jiffy Pro, scheduled for the cleaning. Fozzie showed up and I didn't even have to be home for him to do his work. He was updating me in real time over the app with photos and videos of the work being done. And just like that, the job was complete. I love that I can Jiffy it and forget it when it comes to jobs around the house. And now we're all set until the fall when I'll be calling on Jiffy once again. You can do the same this spring. Download the Jiffy app or sign up on JiffyOnDemand.com. with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. That's CHFI for $25 off. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Mary, do you ever wonder why we fly north every year?
Obviously, it's because of Armstrong Bird Food.
I thought it was because of the weather or migration or something.
Oh, Steve, you need to spread those wings and open your eyes, partner. Truth is, it's the seeds, the nuts, the berries, the good stuff. Armstrong's got it all.
So all this time, you've been chasing snacks?
Bingo! You think I'd flap these wings thousands of miles for anything else?
Armstrong, Canada's premier bird food. The reason birds fly north. Find Armstrong at Canadian Tire, Home Hardware, and other fine retailers. Or learn more at armstrongbirdfood.com.
We get it. Many of us are now working where we live. And when you're home 24/7, you can't avoid the little things like that noisy fridge or the dishwasher that leaves white residue on your glasses. Appliance Canada can help. We offer top national brands like Thermador, Gaggenau, Sub-Zero, Miele, Fisher & Paykel, Signature Kitchen Suite, and more. Our factory-trained consultants and competitive pricing will make your choice easy. Looking for inspiration? Visit our showrooms to see renovation ideas come to life. Appliance Canada, for your home, for your life.
When you get into a new Tacoma, you might suddenly find yourself climbing over roots, rocks, and rolling hills on your way to a forest retreat that should definitely make up for years of lackluster staycations. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tacoma 4x4 double cab SR5 from $131 weekly for 24 months at 6.79% with $4,900 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your Ontario Toyota dealer today.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so there is a movement afoot that aims to take us back to a simpler time when people said afoot. Who says it anymore? I'm not sure. But Gen Z may actually be on to something. I'm going to tell you about it next.
We should take this back to my place. That's what she said back to my face. Because I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. I've been thinking about it. Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans in those slow hands. Slow hands.
Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands. Like a sweat dripping, I'm not letting laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving you without you on me.
Right now, five feeling like two. Happy Tuesday. Lots of twos. Two, two, two.
Now back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
It's not fun. 98.1 CHFI.
So there's a movement that is going to take us back to a simpler time, and it's these two brothers who got together with their friend over one weekend. They went on a fishing trip with their dads,
mm-hmm.
and they left their phones in the car.
On purpose?
On purpose.
Oh.
And had the best time. They were like, it was like we were kids again. We were like interacting and just being present and just having a time. And it got them thinking, what if we apply this to, I don't know, our social lives and partying and going out? And they decided to create something called the Before the Internet Collective.
Ooh, a simpler time.
Yes. So now they have events in Toronto where you leave the phones behind and, you know, you go out, you interact, you compliment one another. You actually talk to one another instead of your heads being buried in your phones.
You make a call from a payphone.
Yes.
If you get someone's number, you write it on the back of a napkin.
Yes. You get rejected on the spot. You don't wait for them to swipe in a certain direction. All the things that come with putting the phone away. And
I like it.
I think it's brilliant. And mm-hmm. I love the title Before the Internet Movement because it makes me think about all those things before the internet. Like it was a simpler time, was it not?
I mean, part of it is the bias of our ages because before the internet, we were all in this room quite young.
Uh-huh.
And it was a kind of an innocent time for us anyways. But yes, you couple those together, the fact that we did feel as a society more innocent before the internet and our youth at that time. Yes, it all feels like a simpler rose-colored glasses period.
Is there something you miss about the time before the internet that you can think of?
Oh, gosh, probably lots of stuff. I'm going to say the anxiety of like calling a girl's house and hoping that she would pick up because we agreed that I'm calling at 5:30 after school. You better pick up. But if her mom or dad picks up, but just that ring. And then if her dad picked up, you're just like, do I bail? Do I'm just like, oh, hi, Mr. So-and-so.
And would you do that? Would you do Mr. and then the last name?
I would always be so polite and hope that father didn't want to kill me.
Yeah, there were always those kids who were like, hi, Bob.
Oh,
is
God,
Jessica
no.
available?
No, absolutely not.
You did not do that. No. Okay.
What about you?
I think for me, it's like, you remember when, I don't know, all the cool kids had parties and you didn't know about it because you didn't have to see it on Instagram?
Oh, like, there's no FOMO.
There was none of that because I was never invited, but I didn't know the difference. I was just happy in my own world.
Did they ever see you do the Running Man? They had a real missed opportunity not having you there.
Yeah, it was too late.
You would have been like the party jester.
The problem was they did see me doing the Running Man, and that's why I wasn't getting invited. But it was a simpler time. There was a time when we live in like this 1,000-channel universe where you can watch anything at any time. You still can't find anything to watch. There was a time where we would watch the TV Guide channel at that time,
I believe. See what was going on.
Yeah, it was like channel 5 and you had to wait for it to scroll up to get to the show that you may or may not want to watch.
My dad used to get the Saturday Star Week, like the TV Guide in the newspaper, and then he would sit there and circle in pencil all the shows he was excited about for the week. It was so funny.
It was a simpler time before the internet. I think we can all go back to what that was.
I'm just putting it on Channel 3 to play video games. You had to put it on Channel 3 and then turn on your Nintendo or Sega Genesis
to get
Mario or Sonic. What do you miss most from before the internet?
It's a good question. Give us a call, 416-872-2434, 416-872-CHFI, inspired by Before the Internet Collective.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocky head on the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me the same. Get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. Forgiven me, but it'll still be today till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'm watching the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot swiss. I like the sushi cause it's never just a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick. I like a sink and ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the chokers and you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. I can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, why you're doing well. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault that I'm only too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the smoking meds in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic. Like Sting and Pantrick. Like Stinkers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny dumpsters. So my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get in tune with Sailor Moon. Cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes the size and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realize we're both to blame, but what can we do? Today, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Bare Naked Ladies, 1 week. They have a brand new album that just dropped. It's called In Flight, Carry On. It's all acoustic and it sounds really good. In fact, Ed Robertson, friend of the show with Bare Naked Ladies, he just dropped by our studio for a fun little chat. We're going to play that for you coming up just after 8 o'clock. I get him to break down the song If I Had $1 Million, and we do the math equation to see if you can still buy all the things in the song for $1 million.
Any guesses as to which way it goes? Can you?
I mean, my first thought was like, no way, man. There's no way you can get all this stuff for $1 million.
You got to listen to the interview. Yeah. And we have the full interview on our podcast. You can also listen to that on Monday and on the Seeker app. I was just telling you about this movement. It's called the Before the Internet Collective, started by Toronto brothers Mitch and Max, where they left their phones at home while they went to a fishing trip with their dads. And they loved the experience because they actually got to be present. And it got us thinking about times, a simpler time before the internet, all the things we miss. We want to know from you, what do you miss the most from before the internet? Yeah, what was that?
How about physical media, like having cassettes and CDs?
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of coming back.
An album of CDs that you would like walk around with.
Oh, yeah. The little binder off. We all kept in our car. Be like, oh, let me flip to page 7.
Yes.
This is my classic rock era. Yeah. Give us a call. What do you miss most from before the internet? 416-872-CHFI. 7:30. Five feeling like two right now. Here's Eva.
Good morning. We could be just days away from another postal strike. Canada Post has received a strike notice from the union representing more than 55,000 postal workers. The union has informed management that employees plan to strike Friday at midnight. Last November and December, a 32-day strike left a massive backlog. We'll hear from the Maple Leafs head coach and players today following the team's heartbreaking playoff run. Mitch Marner, who said sadness, obviously depression about the Leafs' brutal Sunday night 6-1 loss against the Panthers, is set to become a free agent on July 1st. The Leafs organization is set to speak this morning at 10:30. Today is World Bee Day, and to celebrate, Toronto is breaking ground on a new pollinator garden. The garden will be at University Triangle across from Union Station. It's expected to feature more than 30 native plant species supporting pollinator species. The ceremonial first dig is set to happen just after noon today. In sports, Jays take on San Diego tonight at 7:07. CHFI weather, today mainly sunny with a high of 15. Tonight cloudy, a low near 9. And then tomorrow, showers for the morning, steady rain for the afternoon and part of the evening, and a high near 11. Right now it is 5 degrees. On the eastbound side of the 401 at Ritson, all lanes still shut down for a truck fire cleanup. This happened at around 5:45 this morning. Eastbound Bloor at Park Road, we've got part of the left lane and the right lane there closed off because of a collision. So really heavy going in that area. Westbound 401 at Nielsen, the transfer lane to the express, completely blocked off for a collision. And then at Nielsen in the collectors, the right lane is closed. That's also because of a collision. Westbound Gardner at Park Lawn, left lane blocked with an accident. And North 427 rammed to Dixon. The two right lanes are closed because of a stalled car.
There is a before the internet movement afoot. What do you miss most from before the internet? Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. We'll get to them right after JT.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you shine on something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go.
I'm thinking now.
heart is a space and now you're home.
Yeah.
Show me how to fight for now.
You show me, baby.
I tell you, baby, then it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. And now it's clear as this promise that we're making two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me.
Oh.
CHFI.
The most from before the internet, before the internet collective is actually a movement where they're encouraging, you know, getting rid of the phones, being more present, connecting with people. Go figure.
Yeah, this one's definitely touched a nerve now that the ideas are rolling in. Man, oh man, there's a lot of stuff here. I love this one from Jennifer who says, when selfies were done without being able to check if you were in camera view or have a reverse camera, you just take one with a disposable camera, hope for the best.
And you wait like 2 weeks before you get it developed and then hope that you don't have red eyes and it's not blurry. And
everyone was in frame.
Yes, yeah. All the things. Mark from Bowmanville writing, making prank calls. Is your refrigerator running? Then you better catch it. Oh, yeah, that was so fun. Oh, you could get away with it then, not now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's try a call here. So what do you miss most from before the internet? Haley in Toronto.
Like, I miss those
use all those little tools where you have to look something up, like on a dictionary or a phone number, and they design like little tabs that have the letter of the alphabet. So on a dictionary, they would like carve out a little finger hole
and put that letter.
Or on like a Rolodex, there's like a little tab that you can click to the letter.
There's such a tactile memory.
And like, now that you mention it, I miss it too. Like, it's not something I would have thought of.
We had one of these big...
It's so satisfying.
Yeah, we had... My dad used to have this, like, big, fancy, like, leather-bound dictionary. And the sides of the pages were, like, gold... dusted.
Yes.
And all the finger holes Haley just mentioned for each of the letters. So I would count down if you needed like the ninth letter of the alphabet, you'd count down like nine finger holes and then flip to like H or whatever.
Do you remember encyclopedias?
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only had like A through H.
Oh. But you knew everything about apples and helicopters and everything in between.
Yeah, I don't think we could afford the second set, but whatever.
Haley, that is such a good memory. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
Oh man, okay, that is a very, very good one. What do you miss most from before the internet? A lot of great texts coming in too.
Jill from Keswick writing, using a payphone and having to actually memorize phone numbers.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes, we all did that.
Our memories were so good. Guggen from Toronto says, rewinding VHS tapes and the guilt of returning one to Blockbuster unrewound.
Oh.
I don't know if I miss rewinding VHS tapes.
I don't know if I miss it, but it was a simpler time. Sarah from Mississauga saying, recording songs off the radio and trying not to catch the DJ talking. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, hey.
The best part is when we're talking.
Although I would do that too as a kid. You just wait for your song. You were like, oh, I think they're going to play it. I recognize the opening bars. You'd hit play record on your little like double deck tape player. Oh, man. Oh, Sonia from Newmarket says, flirting, I never did this, but flirting via pagers with messages like 143, which means I love you.
Oh, yeah. I used to do the hello upside down.
You had a pager?
No, I knew somebody who had a pager that I was flirting with. Come on now.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I can't picture you with a pager at all.
Or flirting for that matter. It's just awkward, right? Also getting another text here from Mary saying, your phone rings and not knowing who's on the other end, getting up and going to the wall phone and saying, hello.
I love
that. Right? Just didn't know.
Bill from Brantford, I vibe with this one. Before the internet, to settle sports arguments, you'd have to go down to the library to find the answer in a book. Kind of miss that now that the answer's found in seconds. I've said this before. We don't wonder anymore. When you used to have to wonder about things and think about them before you had the answer. Now you get the answer in 2.5 seconds with a couple of taps. We've lost the ability to wonder.
It was a simpler time. I'm going to end it with Jessica from Brampton, who says, yelling, get off the phone. I need to use the internet with your dial-up modem.
Don't miss that.
With Speech 5 traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. On the East 401 at Ritson, all lanes are still completely shut down. This is all because of a truck fire cleanup jammed up from Thixton. West 401 at Nielsen in the collector's right lane closed for a collision. Emergency crews are on the scene. It's heavy going through there. And then on the North 400 ramp to Langstaff, the left lane is closed for construction. Westbound Gardner at Park Lawn, left lane is blocked. That's all for a collision. It's jammed up from Jarvis. Drive into your locally owned and operated Mr. Lube for warranty-approved oil changes and same-day tire services. Mr. Lube, proudly Canadian, no appointment needed.
You're listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, the Leafs beatdown wasn't pretty, but it might actually be good. I'll tell you why.
Pretty cool era. I don't
two stories you need to know. What do you have?
Okay, so we know the Leafs loss wasn't pretty. The season is over. I'm here to tell you why it could maybe long-term be a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
So there's going to be, I think, this is the one good thing, okay? So had the Leafs lost a close game, let's say we lost 2-1 in overtime, and it was like, oh, that could have gone either way. I think the Leafs getting beat down, if you're going to lose the game, it's best that we got beat down because now there's no equivocation. There is no doubt that significant change is needed with this team. Nobody can make the argument. So I think this might actually be the straw that breaks the camel's back for a few reasons.
But don't we say that every season?
We do. And the problem is, the reason it hasn't really happened is because you were locked into a lot of contracts. And yeah, they probably should have made change earlier and they didn't. So Brendan Shanahan, the president, is in the final year of his deal. His contract is expiring. Doesn't really make any sense to keep him around. There's talk of MLS. He's also sort of trimming its board a little bit. So he may be out as president. I'd be shocked if he was back. You know, the core four, you keep hearing that, right? Half of the core four are unrestricted free agents. Mitch Marner is just about 5.5 weeks away from having the ability to go to any team for free. They would have to pay him, meaning for free, the Leafs would get no compensation back. So I would be shocked if Mitch Marner came back to Toronto to take all the abuse and criticism in the spotlight. He's clearly not built for it. John Tavares is also a free agent. He actually said he wants to come back. If he's willing to take a deep, deep discount, maybe you bring him back. If he's not, then you let him walk too. But he's got young kids. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he's probably willing to take a deep discount to stick around. So you add that up, I think the forward group. Last year, Brad Treliving remodeled the defense. I think this is going to be the summer of remodeling the forward group. You got young goaltending. You got a good defense. If you can remodel the forwards, maybe things look rosier come next year at this time.
Okay, let's talk in October.
Mm-hmm.
All right, TikTok users under the age of 18 will now be forced, it's a new feature on TikTok, to meditate after 10 p.m., okay? So it's to help with young people sort of combat their mental health. You know, the company's been criticized for this. So it gives them a break from the app. So if you are of the ages from 13 to 17 and you are on the app, at 10 o'clock, you're going to get a warning that it's about to switch over. And then it just switches. No matter what you're watching, it switches over to this guided meditation.
For how long? Like, can you get the TikTok back?
You have to wait till the morning.
It's gone all night.
It's gone. Yeah.
As someone who doesn't use TikTok much, I love this.
And I will say the part that's encouraging to me is in their testing phase, 98% of the users, the young people, kept it on.
Why do I feel like this feature was created for young users and you? Because it's past your bedtime and you're obsessed with TikTok. So.
And the meditation?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Go to bed, Pooch.
No end and no beginning. You
CHFI plays your favorite songs.
And now they can win you your share of $50,000.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
Listen for CHFI jackpot songs 6 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 5.
When you hear them play, call in to win. Then it's up to you to decide.
Take the cash or enter the draw for a big jackpot.
I can't
stop the feeling. It's CHFI's
$50,000 music jackpot.
Only on 98.1
CHFI.
I can't stop the feeling.
Lunch just got better at Kelsey's. Try our $13.99 flatbread duos, plus new brunch menu. Sizzling steak and eggs, avocado toast and classic breakfast sandwich. Don't forget $5 mimosas and Caesars at Kelsey's, the original Roadhouse. Taxes extra, must be legal drinking age. Dine in only at participating restaurants from open till 3.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24-7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
It's Gurdeep Ahluwalia here. I finally saw Disney's The Lion King, and I've only got one question. Why didn't anyone warn me? The costumes? Beautiful. The music? Infectious. And the opening scene? Pretty sure my jaw is still somewhere on the floor at the Princess of Wales Theater. Don't miss this new Canadian production of the world's number one musical. For a limited time, you can get great orchestra seats from $59 to $89 for Tuesday and Wednesday evenings through June 25th. Book by May 28th to take advantage of these special prices at Mervish.com.
Discover more value than ever at Loblaws. Get family-sized chicken drumsticks for just $2.49 a pound. Hurry, offer ends May 21st. Shop in-store or online. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Hi, this is Valerie at Martin Daniel Interiors. Our website is wonderful, but our clients say nothing compares to visiting us in person. Discovering our surprising size, 4 furniture galleries, design center, trend-setting European furniture and accessories. I adore my store. We're at Steeles east of Kiel and martindanielinteriors.com.
Don't miss Martin Daniel Interiors' 39th anniversary sale. Save up to 30% at Martin Daniel Interiors.
See Joe Coy and friends.
It feels good to laugh. That's why I tell people, laugh. It's free. Not tonight. Not tonight. But tomorrow. Like to go laughing.
Joe Coy and friends are coming to Niagara Falls.
Friday, September 5th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Don't miss Joe Coy and friends at Falls View Casino.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Lighten up your style and save over 25% at TSC on the Kim & Co. Linen Style Tunic Top. Today's showstopper at tsc.ca. Exciting offers every day.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a nice long weekend. 8 o'clock right now. Here's Eva.
Good morning. We could see another Canada Post strike. The Crown Corporation has received a strike notice from the union of plans to shut down operations early Friday morning. It would mark the second strike in 6 months. Canada Post says another disruption would deepen the company's grave financial situation and argues both sides should focus on a deal. The global economy, the war in Ukraine, and artificial intelligence will be top of mind for G7 finance ministers this week as they gather in Banff, Alberta. The Wednesday and Thursday meetings come ahead of next month's G7 leader summit in nearby Kananaskis. A spokesperson for the federal finance minister says despite tensions around U.S. tariffs, the meeting will be an opportunity.